So we've been talking about speech and how we use our speech. We finished the four, didn't we? Yeah. So now there's to talk about the three non-virtues, mental non-virtues, how we use our mind in a way to create a lot of causes for trouble. Okay. So the first thing that we do, the first mental one, is coveting. Okay, so I know I had a trouble with that word. It's a biblical word, isn't it? And I always have some kind of trouble with those words. But what it basically means is you're here looking at something somebody else has going, I wonder how I can get that. Wouldn't it be nice if I had that? I deserve it more than they do. So it could be coveting any number of things, you know, some kind of material possession. They have nicer shoes than we do, you know. We want their shoes. We want their car. Actually, this is one mental action that, sorry, this is poking me, that our culture deliberately tries to cultivate in us. This is the purpose of having people go window shopping, so that they desire objects that are not theirs and then go buy them. So it may not be total covetousness in the sense that the stores want you to do that, okay? But still, it's the same state of mind of looking around and, you know, what nice things are there? Oh, I like this. How about that? You know, how can I get it? And I remember at Geshe Jumpa Tekcho, when I would go to visit him, yeah, he often talked about this one to the Sangha, you know, because he would say, you go into somebody's house, you know, for a cup of tea or whatever, and then you start looking at all the stuff on their walls and admiring all the knickknacks and looking at the books they have, looking at the color they painted the walls, the kind of carpeting. This rug is so nice. Picking up things in their house and admiring them. And while many people may be flattered that people are in their house picking up all their stuff, admiring it, some people may not like it. But regardless, you know, in our mind, there's a lot of desire going on, you know, and kind of planning of, I wonder how I could say things in the certain way so that this person would give it to me. Yeah? Kind of, how can I talk somebody into giving this to me? So we may flatter somebody. So this is the mental one that happens without saying or doing anything, just in our mind. But then it leads to actions of speech. We flatter people. We hint. Yeah, we give them a small gift so they'll give us a larger one. We ask if we could borrow something and then we don't return it. Or we ask them, where did you get that? You know, hint, hint, hint. I could use one too. Buy one for me. You know, I mean, you know all these things what we do. Yeah, I don't have to tell you so much. We're very good at acting out our coveting wishes, okay? But this mental state is, you know, not very good for us, you know, especially, I mean, these 10 non-virtues apply to everybody, not just monastics, you know, but especially as monastics, they're not good for us, but for everybody in general, too, because, you know, it can lead to stealing people's stuff. It can lead to all sorts of things, you know, because we're desiring their things. Yeah, it could probably also be extended to, you know, kind of wanting their opportunities. People have certain advantages and opportunities, and so we try and ingratiate ourselves so that we can have those same opportunities or meet those same people. And so that leads into a lot of actions done with kind of a rotten motivation, wouldn't you say so? Yeah. Okay, so that's coveting. And then the second mental one is sometimes translated as ill will and sometimes as malice. And what this is a mind, and we do this one a whole lot, you know, a mind just thinking how we're going to get even with somebody who hurt us. Yeah? Kind of, you know how we do it? How we plot it out? We think of, you know, what that person did and how mad we are. And then we think of situations we can meet them in and exactly how we can say something that would hurt their feelings, or how we could talk to somebody else about what they did and ruin their reputation and divide their friendships. So, you know, again, it's all mental, but it's malice, just, you know, planning how to harm somebody else. Mm-hmm. You can do a whole meditation session on it. I'm sure many of us have. Yeah? Yeah? Sit down the whole session. Well, half the session may be in coveting and half the session in malice. Yeah? And at the end, you fall asleep. Yeah? So, meditation at the Abbey, huh? Yeah? So we have to be quite careful of these kinds of things, because they really... they stir up the mind and they act as the causes for us to speak and do things that create a lot of destructive energy, you know, that harm people directly and that make us happy and put the seeds in our own minds for future suffering. Yeah. And then the third one is wrong views. And this is... it's not doubt, okay? So it's not a questioning mind. It's a very stubborn mind, yeah? A very stubborn, closed-minded mind that on important topics, you know, not wrong views on, you know, what kind of TV to buy, okay? Not like that. Yeah, or wrong views on what presidential candidate to vote for. It's not that. It's like wrong views on important things that would influence our spiritual practice. So, for example, saying people are inherently selfish, so there's no way to develop impartial love and compassion for everybody equally. Because we're selfish, we're inherently selfish. Yeah? If you have that kind of view, no way to generate the altruistic intention, is there? Yeah? Or if you hold on to some kind of philosophy, yes, things have some concrete essence, you know? They're inherently existent, or like we were talking this morning, they came out of some kind of primal substance. You know, and so you know, you have these very strong wrong views, or, you know, it's impossible to become awakened. There's no path, you know, to lead us out of our misery. We're just doomed forever. Yeah. Or my actions have no ethical dimension. I can do whatever I want, and as long as I don't get caught, doesn't matter. Yeah, there's no effect of my actions on me. Okay, so these kind of wrong views that really inhibit us from living an ethical life and making use of our incredible human potential. Okay, so all three of these are mental. Don't have to say one word. Yeah, so it's... good to keep checking our mind to see if these arise, and if they do, to apply the antidotes, yeah, and then to make sure that we don't lead other people according to our coveting and malice and wrong views. Okay, Any questions, comments? Yeah.
The malice, I'm sure I have those because anger is my most prevalent affliction, but it never comes out that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to revenge and retaliation.
Okay.
I'm more of a retreater.
Yeah.
It seems like you have to be the person who goes hot with anger. I go cold with anger.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so you're a cold with anger, not a hot with anger person. But still you ruminate.
Right, that part.
Yeah, so the rumination that cultivates this angry attitude is the same. Yeah. Yeah, or it doesn't come out at getting back at them actively, but we get back to them by withdrawing. And, you know, and then there's no chance for communication. They may want to talk with us. They may want to work it out. We're 500 miles away mentally. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I do, a little bit like Venerable Tarpa, is that I wish something happens to them.
Yeah.
That's where I go. I mean, it's not like, so that I'd be like, too bad.
Yes.
You know, it's a horrible, but I watch my mind sometimes when I'm walking and think like something would happen.
Yeah. Okay. So when we talk about ill will, it's not so much that I'm planning my revenge. That may be it, but ill will is basically wanting something bad to happen to somebody else. You know, not that we necessarily have to do it. Yeah. But wouldn't it be nice if blah, 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 you know. And we like putting it as something that we don't hold responsibility for, even though it mentally, you know, gee, it would be so nice if they had a little bit, a taste of their own medicine. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, that they've created the karma for. And may they learn by this and develop compassion. So it may it be good for them in the long run. Right? Yes, it's the dharma as a weapon. Yeah.
I'm always amazed at how subtle the forms of these afflictions can be.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're making progress, you go, well, I don't. Not even something like that happens, and you don't actively wish them ill, but then when they don't get to the teaching on time, and they have to sit in the very back, and you go.
Yes.
Still the same.
Yep, it is. It is. Yeah. Subtle ways of, yeah, of manipulating to get what we want and wishing harm on others. Yep. Yeah, it's really nasty when you recognize it, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, which is feeling bad inside becomes a good motivation to let go of it. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to be the kind of person that thinks like that. Yeah, or feels like that.
Mm-hmm. You divided on the physical, verbal, and mental actions and mental purification. I can't remember really, like, mental negative deeds. Probably all kinds of purification forms for all misdeeds, but there are some, frustration practice, you said, I remember once more for misdeeds in regard of the bodhisattva practice, that is a big part of this mental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, here we're just talking about the three mental ones, but in terms of our levels of precepts, yeah, to break a pratimoksha precept, it has to be a physical or verbal action. To break certain bodhisattva precepts and certain tantra precepts, it can, you can transgress it by just the mental action. Yeah, and then in terms of purification, yeah, you do any purification method that you have. Yeah, the important thing is trying to, you know, be aware of what the actions are that you want to purify. Yeah. It isn't like, oh, I want to purify this, but I did that. Oh, I did the wrong purification practice. Oh, I didn't purify anything, you know, that was totally wasted. No, don't worry about it. Whatever purification you do, it's going to help.